New Don't Be an Amateur silicone shot glasses. They're virtually indestructible, perfect for picnics, camping, and tailgating. Doubles as a wine stopper. Plus, they're dishwasher and microwave safe, odor-free, and non-toxic. Buy three and get your fourth shot glass free. These 1.5-ounce shot glasses are available in classic red, classic blue, and turquoise pink yellow tie-dye blend. Go to lucyantini.com/shop and order your Don't Be an Amateur shot glasses today.
The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
Okay, let's all shut up, please.
Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini.
Your language is offensive.
I've only said the name of the show so far. Well, that's amateurs for you. Time to put on your big boy pants, because on this show we call attention to and call out the amateurs. The people who are doing life wrong. The speed bumps of life. The people that are in your way every day. The unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast. It's a movement. And this is episode 272. It's President Crazy Joey's All-American Values and Freedoms Must-Go Sale. On today's episode, Trump Whiner's Gonna Whine. Planet Fatness loses a ton of the wrong kind of financial weight, and this week in the pussification of America. Then a few more tasty anti-amateur bites in the a la carte segment, and we close out the show with three things done right on three pro things. Shouts out to Pro Nation first. Shouts out to Gary Howley, Michael J. Ontiveros, Lisa Unkefer, Nate Forshee, Bibby Arnold, and Matthew Fantone on Facebook, Olivia 1009 and Sarah Connor on Truth Social, Lilbird 667, Roberto Silva / Monkey, Jacob Grindrod, Cole Young, William Carver, Rob Singh, Don Ake, Granson Insta, and Wade Searle on Instagram. Your pro post of the week from Mikey's Glock 20 on Instagram. This: if the government told people to literally eat shit, there would be people online within hours telling us how great it tastes while posting their favorite shit recipes. They would be arguing how people who don't eat shit are radical conspiracy theorists. It's insane. Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it.
Step one.
Topic number one.
So let me get this straight. Bernie Madoff, responsible for the largest Ponzi scheme in history, defrauded thousands of investors out of tens of billions of dollars over 17 years. $10 million bond. Donald Trump, no victims. Banks paid back early with interest, and banks wanted to do more business with Trump. $455 million bond. Reduced to what? Just $175 million?
Can someone kindly tell me what the fuck is going on?
Which he handled in cash. Like a boss. Special thanks to Christian Patriot on Instagram for reminding me of that huge glaring fact. You hear this comment from Amateur Nation, and even some pros. I wish Trump would just shut up. I like what he does, but he just doesn't know when to leave things alone. Did you ever think that the reason America is in the state that it is because we had presidents who shut up and just left things alone? We tried that. It doesn't seem to be working. Trump has a massive ego. Shouldn't the president of the United States have a massive ego? Do you want someone who doesn't want to be there? Someone weak? Ineffectual? Oh, wait, we already have that. Considering the evil he's up against, Klaus Schwab, most of Capitol Hill, China, Ukraine, Russia, and now Mexico, and many countries in South America who are sending the dregs of society here. Let's not forget types like Bill Gates, Fauci, Zuckerberg, Bezos. Or do you want someone there who wants to be there and is literally volunteering his time, working for free? No, you want a feeble old man who does what he's told by other countries and Barack Obama and George Soros and Klaus Schwab. And Mexico, China, Ukraine, Russia. You want a slow-speaking, satellite-eared, gay black man like Obama. And no, I don't care who's gay. I'm saying you want a gay black man in the White House so you can feel better when you say, I voted for him. If you voted merely on appearance, look at all the past presidents. I don't see any Brad Pitts or Ryan Reynolds in there. You don't have to like Trump's hair or his skin color or how he talks or how he gestures, but if that's all you got nothing because the man is nothing but hard work incarnate. He accomplished more good for America in his 4 years than Joe Biden did in 49 years. Yeah, go ahead with your memorized talking points about what, quotes? Twitter posts? Yeah, watch more CNN, sheep. There's not one president in my lifetime that could endure the financial, mental, physical, and emotional stresses survived by Donald J. Trump. Regurgitate the Trump hates women and Trump is a rapist and Trump is racist crap around me, and I instantly know everything about you. Your laziness, complacency, lack of intelligence, living your life by your precious feelings, your willingness to sacrifice and sell out your moral decency to keep your material possessions, your hypocritical disdain for American values, your lack of acknowledging what American values are, and how you'd be the first one to sell out your friends to the Nazis. The side you choose, and more importantly, the way you poorly express it, speaks volumes. At Dave Brown Live posted a great one. He said this, liberals, if we could just jail Trump, get rid of MAGA, end the Electoral College, stack the Supreme Court, ban voter ID, and censor free speech, we could save democracy. I dare you to retort, amateur nation.
And now this.
And now for step two.
Topic number two.
Looks like planet fatness is going to lose a ton of the wrong kind of financial weight. If there ever was a time where you get what you pay for, it's Planet Fatness's $10 a month gym membership. Lest I remind you from past episodes, again, why haven't you subscribed yet? I should remind you that this is a gym that has Bagel Day on the second Tuesday of each month. And don't forget about Pizza Mondays. Steve, you look like crap. Have you been working out at Planet Fitness? Yep, I've lost no weight and I'm 10 bucks lighter. I could have not worked out at all and saved 10 bucks. But at least my time is wasted and I'm surrounded by like-minded, lazy, go-through-the-motions type amateurs. And let's not forget Planet Fitness's Lunk Alarm, where if someone drops weights, grunts, or flexes in the mirror, a loud siren wails and red lights flash. Then the manager of Planet Fatness will make a big production out of asking you to leave. But remember, Planet Fatness is all about inclusion and no intimidation. Their words. Well, if there ever was also a time where karma's a bitch and go woke, go broke, it's Planet Fatness's latest $400 million stock drop. Why did it drop?
Did someone say girl talk?
The chain saw a $400 million dive in valuation from $5.3 billion to $4.9 billion just days after revoking an Alaska woman's membership for snapping photos of a transgender woman, it was a man, who was biologically male, shaving in the women's locker room, according to a Daily Mail report. I've been in a Planet Fitness, and with their reported 2,305 locations nationwide, you're telling me that this shit show is worth almost $5 billion still? But Trump's Mar-a-Lago is worth $18
million. Wait, was that sarcasm?
Kinda, but I'm genuinely asking. I get it that there are thousands of locations of Planet Fitness, but that is one overvalued company, especially considering the overhead and overall cheapness of their gyms. I ain't buying it. An article on the Fox Business site says, Patricia Silva's issue was first reported by the conservative ex-account Libs of TikTok, which has since continuously urged gym-goers to boycott the chain and blasted the company for creating unsafe spaces for women. On Tuesday, the account shared an update regarding the valuation drop. Silva claimed a 12-year-old girl who was in the locker room was also uncomfortable with the biological male's presence. Planet Fatness confirmed Silva's membership was canceled after taking photos or videos in the locker room, a policy violation. Planet Fatness Chief Corporate Affairs Officer McCall Goslin clarified company policy on gender identity. Our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use the gym facilities that best align with their, here it comes, I love this, their sincere self-reported gender identity. I'm so glad you brought that up, Planet Fatness. New rule. You want to be known as a member of the opposite sex, you're transgender. I say you should have to change your driver's license and all other information about you immediately when you make that decision. Not later on when you've done it for a couple years, or maybe you've had some hormone replacement, or maybe you got some breast implants, or you got your wiener whacked. Either way, you make that decision, be sincere, just like Planet Fatness says. Dive in. So instead of equality, Amateur Nation gets special treatment. Undeserved, criminal, creepy special treatment.
Go to hell! Good riddance!
Boycott Planet Fatness. If you own stock, get out now. Clearly, this major corporation is run like a complete shit show that endorses and is okay with naked men shaving in a women's locker room in front of 12-year-old girls. Why would you go to a gym that not only doesn't care about your fitness by undermining your efforts with bagels and pizza, but also doesn't respect privacy, human decency, public safety, and lacks any sign of common sense? You can find all my social media links and email directly at luciantini.com. Follow, subscribe, comment, most importantly, leave a review of this podcast and copy and paste the link from wherever you listen and send it to a fellow pro or an amateur who is doing life wrong. I post short clips throughout the week so you get a taste of what's coming, and Thursdays you get a trailer with all the upcoming week's topics of discussion on Sneak Peek Thursdays. A la carte and three pro things soon, but first, this week in the pussification of America. On topic number three next.
Racist.
The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
Hi pros, Lou Santini here, host of Amateur Nation. My dry bar comedy special, Amateur Nation, is now available. And just like this show, if you're allergic to a lack of common sense in today's world, and you like your comedy delivered with uncompromising tell it like it is bite, then check out my half-hour comedy special, Amateur Nation. Go to drybarcomedy.com/Lou S. This is my way of saying thank you to the pros who listen to this show every week.
drybarcomedy.com/Lou S.
Amateur Nation is not just a podcast,
it's a movement.
Wait, no one here gets offended too easily, do they?
No one here gets offended too easily.
Wow, that's refreshing.
Yeah, that's different. Why?
Because there are real problems in the world.
All right, now step three.
Topic number three.
Hit me!
It's time for
This Week in the Pussification of America.
According to a Gallup poll, almost 8% of American adults identify as something other than heterosexual, or as I call it, EWINS. Everyone who is not straight. Isn't that much easier than LGBTQIA+?
It looks like nobody in your family is a rank amateur.
And a little over 22% of Gen Z amateurs born between 1997 and 2012, say they're EWINS. Almost 29% of Gen Z amateur women identify as EWINS. Let's all fast forward to 2053 and see how much of this trendiness sticks. Truly. By the way, for those of you who are changing your gender and sexuality due to trendiness, if you think you will have more luck with all those other genders, you might consider you are the problem. not the opposite sex. For discussion, why are more Americans saying they're anything but straight? What's causing that? Is it chemical in the brain? Prescription drug side effects? Vaccine side effects? Or is it the pussification of men? The attack on men? The toxic masculinity propaganda? Social media and mainstream media showing more and more non-straight people while injecting the same propaganda into all forms of entertainment. What, because homosexuality is more accepted than ever? You're telling me that these men just gave up on women. All of a sudden, a species designed to procreate has abandoned that possibility. And if you think I'm going to get into the whole men can get pregnant too stupidity, turn off this podcast. All of a sudden, these women don't find men attractive. Have you seen the latest crop of lesbian women and gay men with the piercings, tats, multicolored hair, soft muscle tissue, and poor fashion sense? I'm not saying there aren't any attractive gay men and women out there. I'm saying what you know. It's a fucking freak show out there. This is not, well, someone's getting old crap. It's a freak show. It's common sense. You have eyes and ears that work, yes? You're telling me these suddenly gay Americans are evolving into new sexualities, genders, and attractions. Sorry, self-evolving? These Nimrods can't even hear hurdy words without crying into a safe space, but they can self-evolve and morph? What, because they just feel it? Because they declared their new improved gender? They got creative and made something up that no one else has because they're just so damn special? I'm reminded of a meme that I saw that showed a typical amateur millennial who is clearly a man saying that they're a woman, and then the next half of the meme is an archaeologist looking at their skeleton saying male, approximately 25 years of age. And just because hormone replacements and injections and breast implants and gender reassignment surgery exists, does it mean you changed your biology and that it won't come with consequences down the road? Play pretend all you want, amateur nation. Biology doesn't lie. You know, science.
It's science, people! Science!
Here's how it started, long before you and I were alive, when it comes to the LGBTQIA plus ampersand schwa community. Long before you and I were alive, here it is. We just want our basic human rights acknowledged. Then came, we just want equality. Then, we just want acceptance into society. Then, we just want a parade for like-minded people. Next, watch our bizarre behavior on social media and TV. Then, be okay with our overt sexuality in front of your children. Then, be okay with us teaching and spending time with your children. And finally, we're doing things with and to your children, whether you like it or not. And of course, I've saved the best or worst for last. Before I start, let me just clarify that sometimes crying can indeed be therapeutic. And I'm done. That's as much as I'm going to say. Looking for a way to waste your money and get pointless attention? Come on down to Sob Parlor, New York City's first pop-up cry spa that offers New Yorkers a place to have an attention-starved conniption fit in front of others so people can see and hear your pain. What's the point of crying if no one's around to see or hear it? Amateur New Yorkers in need of an emotional release can book a 30-minute appointment in a private cry room where they're welcome to, quote, come sob on your lunch break and then go right back to work. An article in the New York Post says Anthony Velotti, founder, launched this amateur club in late 2023 after getting all choked up while listening to Mariah Carey's Whenever You Call on the Stairmaster. A then newly jilted Velotti thought how nice it'd be to end his workout, stop off somewhere for a soothing cry, and then move on with his day.
Pussy.
Sure, he could have had a mini breakdown in a bathroom stall, or run home to whimper into a couch pillow, or, I don't know, have a drink like a man. But the millennial wanted a cool alternative environment that offered him both seclusion and a stylishly unique experience. Why not reserve a specific time and place to deliberately cry for its cleansing benefits, Velotti reasoned.
Boy, what in the hell's the matter with you?
See, this is infuriating. Because here we have the highest inflation since I've been alive. Eggs and gas are barely affordable. Border security is a joke. People all over America are dying from fentanyl. Immigrant crime is skyrocketing. Literally,
everything is terrible.
And you're going to go out of your way to pay to cry in front of people. You are the dumbest, biggest attention whore on the planet. I have no sympathy for you. No regard for you. All lives matter, my ass. Someone who pays to cry in public is a dumb, bad, useless person. There is no saving them. They could only save themselves, as I say in my book. Anyone who would simply go out of their way to cry in public would be a bad person. Paying even one penny is stupid. Paying $20 for a half hour is beyond stupid. You want to drop 20 bucks to cry? Tell you what, come over to my house. I'll let you cry at my driveway. You ain't coming in, and I'll do it for 15, and I'll give you an hour. Just knock on my door, hand me 15 bucks, walk to the end of my driveway, start crying. People can see you. You get all the attention you need and also the health benefits of it too, and I get 15 bucks. How about spending $20 to go laugh somewhere for a half an hour? Oh, wait, you mean comedy clubs? And actually laugh and genuinely feel better about yourself? No, spend your $20 going someplace where you can cry to be seen. I know laughing in public is, there's no attention in that. No one's just looking just at you. This is a great stupid detector. Anyone who pays that needs to have their information tracked and denied all credits and loans. You want to start invading privacy? These are the amateurs that you should be checking out. Any outstanding debts should be collected immediately because the payees will be dead soon. And yes, I'm kidding. No one should ever have their privacy tracked. Congratulations, New York City. You've installed amateur stations. All right, a little bit of anti-amateur tidbits. This is a la carte. Here we go. To all the illegal aliens who are squatting in tax-paying Americans' homes, four words. Now yous can't leave. Amateur Nation, I know you want EVs to be efficient, but they suck. Now that you can face that reality, let's talk genders. I wish a political candidate would use this slogan. Vote for me, and I'll leave you alone. Pro-Americans just want to be left the hell alone. Leave our money alone. Stop tracking us. Stop telling us what we can drive, cook on, go, do, say. Leave us the hell alone. So, are we going to bill Singapore for destroying the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore? Or are we going to sit back and suck it like always? If I were president, I'd call Singapore and say, you got 24 hours to assemble engineers and a crew to get your incompetent asses over here and start rebuilding. And we're going to hang on to this ship and all its contents as collateral until you do. And we're billing you for every penny of damage control, inconvenience, and every bit of infrastructure and commerce that is affected. And if they don't, guess what you're not shipping to America? Anything from Singapore. Accident or not, you break it, you bought it. As Alert Pro Michael Falzone on Facebook said, I'm thinking it was one of those racist bridges that was built too low so underprivileged boats couldn't get to the dock. And again, DEI Higher Secretary of Transportation Pete, don't ask me, I just have the title on my desk plate, Buttigieg, is silent. Drag queen Shangela, a.k.a. Darius Jeremy Pierce, kind of sucks the shine off it, doesn't it? You know, all these drag queens and all the crazy get-ups and their over-the-top goth look. Or put it this way, I've yet to see a drag queen that looks like any woman I've ever seen in life since I was born. And then you find out their real name. Hey, Darius Jeremy Pierce. Anyway, Shangela has been accused by four people who say he either sexually assaulted them or tried to have sex with them when they were too inebriated to consent. Now, in case you don't know or care who this amateur is, Shangela was invited by VP Kamala, everyone knows how I got this job, Harris, to the White House to celebrate Pride. Proud now, Cammy? Speaking of scumbags, music exec and producer, rapper, actor, songwriter, and music sampler Sean hashtag Diddler Combs recently had his homes raided as he is under investigation for human trafficking. Meanwhile, two people on polar opposite sides of the moral spectrum, Suge Knight and Candace Owens, both speculate that the feds already knew what Diddy was up to, but they're going to make him the fall guy so they can protect the people at the top of the human trafficking ring. They are raiding his home to hide evidence, not to find it. That's how this works. How about this find by an alert pro? Melissa McCollum posted in the comical conservative Facebook group this find in the German dictionary. Schumer, as in Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and that is the actual meaning of the German word Schumer. It means good for nothing and or vagabond. Time now for three pro things. Three things that are done right. Number one. Oh, this just in. New York City is now handing illegal aliens prepaid debit cards as part of a $53 million program. The illegals must promise to only buy food and baby supplies and will get $1,400 a month. You struggling tax-paying legal Americans continue to suck it. As found on the @thescoop_US on Instagram, Republican Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty exposes the real reason why commies want illegal immigrants counted in the census.
What's happening at our southern border? What's the reason, what's the rationale for this invasion that's been unleashed on our nation? We have some 8 to 10 million people that have entered America just since Joe Biden took office. And the question comes, why? Well, video recently emerged. The Democrat congressman, Yvette Clark from Brooklyn, New York, explaining to us why. She said very clearly the quiet part out loud. She needs these illegal immigrants for the purposes of redistricting. In our nation, today, we count the number of people, not the number of citizens, for the purpose of allocating congressional districts and electoral votes. What we're seeing is the Democrats using this system by creating sanctuary cities in blue states that are literally losing citizens every day to states like mine. What's happening is cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York are acting as magnets to attract illegal immigrants. Those immigrants are then being counted in the populations of California, Illinois, New York, and other cities for the purposes of allocating congressional districts and electoral votes. As a result, the limousine liberal in California has much more power in their vote than the single mom in Tennessee. That needs to come to an end. We need to clarify this once and for all. We need to make certain that only citizens counted for the purposes of allocating congressional districts. We're putting forward some important legislation.
But you already knew that because you're a pro. Number two. Good news, members of organized crime. RICO isn't a crime. It's just a category. Just ask New York Representative AOC. No, really, the dumbest person on Capitol Hill.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
Recently is getting all the heat that she deserves for claiming that RICO, the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, is not a crime but a category. Man, that sure would have changed the Sopranos series, wouldn't it? Warning. You may get stupider after hearing this audio I'm about to play of not a three-year-old, but a grown bartender posing as a politician, questioning Tony Bobulinski regarding the Biden crime family's influence peddling, among other crimes, and she, like all an amateur nation, does the equivalent of putting your hands over your ears and yelling, la, 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 I'm not listening to you, like the three-year-old mentality that she has. Here we go.
Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is Sarah? What is the crime, sir? Specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question. No. RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statutes.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the crime?
It's a category of crimes that you're then charged
You
under
have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges. Sir, please
you want me to
name
the exact statute under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
lawyers that went to law school. All right, sir. I reclaim my time.
That
I reclaim
law
my
school.
Time. I
I'll
reclaim
leave
my
it
time.
Up to you guys
hey,
to
thank
define
you, sir. I reclaim my time.
So to that order, I invite you to listen to this parody song I wrote about 2 years ago, and you can find it on my YouTube page, @LouSantini, in my Sketches and Parody Songs playlist, where you can read lyrics and follow along to all my sketches and song parodies. This pro thing is also perfectly timed because considering America's Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland was destroyed by amateur Singaporeans, take a listen to this song entitled Oh Say AOC, with apologies to Francis Scott Key and all singers.
Oh Say AOC, we all know you're
As a leader, you failed. Should have stuck to bartending. Hypocritical heart. No sense of wrong or right. Or the Twitter we watch. While you're whining and scheming with your horse tooth.
Number 3. Now to send you off with a smile on your face from people who actually can sing, from There I Ruined It on Instagram, brought to my attention by Alert Pro Stephen Nicola in North Olmsted, Ohio, a quick 2-song medley of The Sound of Silence tune with replaced lyrics from Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back and Fergie's My Humps. This is fun, and it's perfectly well done. Enjoy.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, what you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk. I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my arm. What you gonna do with all that ass inside them jeans? Gonna make you scream. My hum, my hum, my hum.
Don't tolerate amateurs and their America Last agenda. Find all my social media links on Instagram, Truth Social, Facebook, and YouTube at lousantini.com. 2024 is the year of the great resist. Do not stay silent, fellow pros. Make your voice and your votes heard. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast. It's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a big, major production. Tell him, Joe.
You should vote for Trump. You should vote for Trump.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur, Amateur Habitats and History, Social Media plus Me, Me, Me equals Amateur,
Technology and Amateur Behavior,
with dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh-out-loud real-life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by Amateur Nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon, type Amateur Nation.